All right, is everybody ready here? You all ready, Ruthann?
I'm ready.
All right, Kelly, you ready?
We're ready.
And Kevin, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, well, guess what? We're already on. So we're
born ready.
I like to do that to people. I don't like to tell them we're about to start. We are. So, hey, everybody, this is Troy Talk CDL. And guess what? We've got Kelly McCulley. It's you know what? I always mess it up, actually. It's actually the only lady trucker, not the only trucker lady.
Correct.
Believe it or not, if you watch the stuff when I write something up about you, I actually say the only trucker lady.
I know. I know.
Yeah, have you caught that before?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you never.
You just did it today.
Why didn't you? I did it. Why didn't you yell at me? Huh?
Oh yeah.
Her husband was just yelling at her. She must be the non-yeller. Who is the yeller, by the way? We got
that would be him.
And by the way, Kevin is
50-50.
It's 50. So we do have Kevin with us, and he's also a driver. So you guys are teaming right now, right?
Temporarily.
And just so everybody knows, make sure you go over to Kelly's page, the only lady truckers page, and like that page and follow her, please. She's great to work with. She's a true truck driver, Kelly, because I want to get into that just for a second with you and with Kevin. You're and we've mentioned this like 2 years ago. You remember when we first started the pod, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was it, November of 15? So we're actually over our two-year bench. I always say praise the Lord.
I remember,
man.
Before podcast.
Yeah. Well, so my question is, how long have you been doing flatbed? Remind everybody.
Flatbed? About 15 years.
15 years. And you throw tarps. That is a fact, right? You don't. Yeah. You're not like a non-tarping truck flatbed company, right?
No, we're all flatbed.
Yeah. See, what's funny is, you know, the Talk CDL page has changed over the years. And I remember the picture you sent us, and Tyler put it up. It was you. Probably Kevin, you probably seen the picture. It's you with chains.
Didn't he take it? I thought Kevin took the picture.
No, this is my friend Rick Gentry. He does photography. He's out of New Jersey, and he went with me. That was actually taken. That was actually taken on New Year's Day in Tennessee, and he was headed to Las Vegas Convention Center from New Jersey, and he met me at my delivery. And I was delivering coils, so I was taking chains and tarps off, and he was taking pictures at that time.
How long have you two been teaming together?
My husband and I teamed in 04 until we came over here to Flatbed, and they don't have team work here. So we went in our own trucks. I actually did local over here until the kids graduated high school, and he was over the road, so I just went over the road. So it's no big deal for us to team. We've done it before.
And Kevin, now you were running local when we first met Kelly. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're back on the road, what, a year now?
Maybe year and a half.
Year and a half. You didn't really like the local stuff, huh?
No. Not really.
I'll be
He's
honest.
A man of many words.
It's harder work. It's harder work to do local flatbed.
It is. Well, it's harder to work to do local, period, because a lot of it's so much. You're doing a lot of hustling compared to.
True.
You know.
You remember when I came off the road, I did local for less than a year. And I was climbing the walls to get back out there. I mean, I hated just, I was running for a company called New Penn out of Reading, Pennsylvania.
I know them.
Yeah, and actually Roadway had bought them out at the time. So it was a union job, but I was doing P&D. So all you did was run around Reading and Allentown, which you've been at Reading and Allentown, right?
Yeah.
So how'd you like to do 20, 30 stops a day there? That's what I was doing. Yeah. In a well, it was a 48-foot trailer. They weren't running 53s. Still sucked.
I think a couple of them were pups, then you had like doubles.
No, I was running the doubles for Conway, which was even worse than New Penn.
Been there,
I
done
hated
that.
I hated pulling doubles. That's just not. Have you ever pulled doubles?
My very first trucking job straight out of school was pulling doubles for Dotline Transportation.
Dotline.
East to west.
They're still in business, aren't they?
They're all owner operators now, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they out of Pennsylvania, Dotline?
No, they're out of El Reno, Oklahoma.
Really? I don't know why. Oh, you know what I must be thinking of? It's actually just DOT, right?
This is DOT Line.
Right.
You're talking about Dot Foods.
Oh, Dot Foods.
It's different.
Are they in Pennsylvania?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Sweet. So did you like the doubles?
I loved them.
Did you really? I hated them, man. How about you, Kevin?
No,
you didn't like them either?
No. Can't stand them.
I couldn't stand looking in my mirror. And I know you're not supposed to look in the mirror.
When we were owner-operators, we had to go pick up a set of doubles, and it had been years since I had done doubles, and I had to show him how to pull doubles.
You'd have to show me.
She just threw you under that double.
That's the first time I'd ever pulled them.
You know what I hated about him?
I never pulled a double.
You didn't pull doubles. No, she just pulled reefer.
You're not missing anything.
I never wanted to. I did tanker with them, but I never did doubles.
Did you pull the tanks?
I did.
Wow.
I did the tank.
We used to pull a tank with no baffles. Have you ever pulled tank?
We pulled empty tankers. When we were owner operators, we'd pull new trailers from the manufacturers out to whoever.
Right.
And we did one of those ones out that I keep calling set out tanks. There's something else.
Smoothbore tanks.
Frack tanks.
Oh, frack tank. Oh, for you mean pneumatic? Was it pneumatic tanks?
They're sand tankers that are set out in the middle, and water tankers that sit out in the middle of nowhere.
Frack tanks. The ones that's got the single axle on the back.
Oh, okay.
They look like a container.
Because we did tow away as owner-operators, so we would go pick up everyone else's trailer and go drop it off and bobtail away.
And there are different cylinders inside those, so that, and everything just sinks down to the cone anyways. Ruth Ann and I were pulling, we used to pick up this milk tanker in New Jersey.
Ugh, and it would be sour half milk. It wasn't like vitamin D out of the cooler. Yeah. It was sour, nasty, stinky.
It was for a pig farmer. Oh. Really, and like the milk would be in chunks. And there was liquid too. But if it was only a half a tank, like, and it's really true what they say about liquid tank. You go to shift at when you're pulling out, and the surge catches up to you, and you go like that. Literally, it shoots you up. It's kind of interesting when you're pulling a tank.
It's like pulling the big totes. That's got
Liquid totes with liquid paint or liquid bleach.
They do the same thing. Yeah.
And now I've never hauled swinging meat either. Have you guys?
No.
I've heard the nightmares.
Yeah. Before my time.
Yeah, it was before. Actually, they still had swinging meat when I was driving, but I never pulled it ever. I was reefer and I was a casket hauler. That's
pretty
much
what they had swinging meat when I was around. I didn't know about it.
Yeah. Cool.
But I've been doing it 20 years September.
So Kelly, recently you were out of trucking. You had rotators cuff surgery and I think bicep surgery also.
Yeah.
So, and now they're not allowing, this is the news. This is Lady Trucker news here. You're not allowed to throw the tarps till what, summer?
I'm
You're
not allowed to do anything but drive right now.
Wow.
Just drive.
That sucks. I mean, I'm telling you, if I was driving it, I'd want to physically do things.
Because that's a part I enjoy about. That's why I flatbed, because I like getting out there and doing that stuff.
Exercise
up and down, something to do. And flatbedding is a challenge sometimes. How do you tarp it? There's some strange things and you put on them flatbeds and you're like,
can you guys tarp like a present? Does it?
Is oh it yeah.
Yeah.
We just made a compliment on the way down here to one of them drivers.
Yeah.
Who was that? We were complimenting on, you were complimenting
it
on the way down here.
Kenworth.
Nice tarp job. I mean, people are like, really? You can do a nice tarp job? Hell yeah, you can.
Yeah. Well, I can say that you would, but you know, since you can't do anything but drive now, does that make Kevin your cabana boy right now?
That's right.
I'm so glad there's another guy on
that.
Kevin. I'm so glad Kevin's here.
I'm actually having fun right now with that. Sorry.
You know, when I first started driving, I had to reiterate it when he got on the truck with me back in 2004. Mm-hmm. When I first started driving, Dot Line Transportation we were talking about was a set of pups. We went East Coast to West Coast. That's basically 40 was our line. And we were team drivers. And I had to tell my male co-driver, to let me get out and do it because he wanted to go do everything for me. I said, how am I supposed to learn to do it if you don't let me get out and do some of the work? Well, I was just trying to
That's
ease
a female
up the work.
Thing. That's a female thing. They got to prove something.
I don't want to prove it. I want to be able to do it.
See, when we first started driving, Troy, he would go, come on, come help me. Because we had to break down pallets in frozen food warehouses. Then when I got in there, then he's like, okay, I don't want you going in there anymore. So then I wasn't allowed to come in. So I enjoyed it.
I'd be in there working. I'd be in there like, honestly, breaking loads down, and like half the forklift drivers would be all, you know, over there, you know.
So I wasn't allowed to go. So I stayed in the truck. But what I did in the truck was I totally cleaned it because he was not in there now. So I was able to actually get all the junk out of the dash.
Right. There's a few places I'd have been uncomfortable getting in there, but I had to do it. So I just had to like ignore the.
Oh, I had no problem. Yeah. I was raised with four brothers, so I had no problem with that. But he didn't appreciate going into these places. So,
right.
You know, I wasn't allowed to. But when he was first teaching me how to drive, that wasn't bad at all because, you know, we didn't have to load or unload anything. It was, you know, more or less pick up and drop and hook and stuff.
And we're actually from originally Pennsylvania. I don't know if we ever even mentioned that to you before, which probably assumed when I told you I was running Reading and
Allentown. You've said that 100 times.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I probably have. So do you guys hit PA
Welcome
much?
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You get up there a lot?
We go to PA all the time.
Where are you hitting up there?
College Town. Oh, recently we both, within a couple of weeks, let's see, right before I got off the truck, within a couple of weeks, we delivered to the Sheets in Harrisburg.
Oh, yeah. It's
College Station.
College Station?
Yeah, College Station.
Collegeville or something like that.
Well, Collegeville is up where Penn State's at.
Yeah,
that's where we went. Yeah.
Oh, okay, up off 15.
They were built.
Or 322. They're building new sheets up there.
They're building new sheets.
And we took some building supplies.
I think that's like 322, isn't it?
We were.
What's that?
We lived about an hour.
Oh, we were more than an hour from Collegeville. We were
Harrisburg is what I was going to be saying.
Like, oh, yeah, Harrisburg.
State College is where Penn State is.
Yeah, State College.
We went to like Collegeville or something.
Collegeville. I'm trying to remember where Collegeville is.
It's off 99 or something like that.
Is it on the west side over above Pittsburgh or what?
Yeah, I think it is. I know one up 99 to get to it.
Yeah, it's up.
Yeah, I think that's here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not the greatest on the west side of Pennsylvania for, you know, I used to run Pittsburgh a little bit, but nothing really major anyways. So, go on. Talk.
The East Coast is crap, but hey, speaking of the East Coast, did you see the new stuff? They're trying to make I-81 a toll road.
You know, do you know how many years they've been talking about N-80? They've been talking about 81 and 80 becoming a toll road.
They might do it now.
When
it's
I was driving,
the
they were talking
crappy
about
crappy there.
But I'm going to tell you, I have complained and complained about I-81. We go up and down it continually. But the last few times I've been up and down it, I had no problems. Up and down, no problems, no traffic backups, no accidents. I was very surprised. Glided right up and down.
I've never had a problem on 81, honestly. And Pennsylvania, there's so many.
When it was in construction.
Back roads to get around all that stuff anyways.
When you go up 81, you know where the Pine Grove exit is?
Yep.
That's the county that we were raised in.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Right where the 81-78 split is.
Yeah.
Right there. I mean, and if you ran along 78 before you got to where Cabela's is, you know where Cabela's is there? Where 61
yeah,
is?
Yeah, the big Cabela's.
Yeah.
Right, it's like maybe 25 miles west of Allentown is
yeah,
where
I know
it's
where
like
it is.
Hamburg. Okay, well, if you went up that road there, that's 61. That goes right up through the middle of our county.
It's like exit 13 or something like that, ain't it?
I think it's right.
It's just east of Fry's Town.
In fact, yeah, exactly. In fact, if you went south on 61, it would take you down into Reading.
We have to tell you a story. My husband tells it real well about how we met up in Pennsylvania.
So
y'all going to like this.
I do like it. Let's hear it.
Really?
Isn't
Pennsylvania called the
Keystone State?
The big,
you're going to make something
it's
else
about
up.
Lovers. Something about lovers.
That's so, Virginia.
That's
Virginia. Sucks.
Okay, the big Petro.
The Petro in Harrisburg. I was
Scranton.
Working for
a company.
I was
just going to say Scranton's where
Scranton.
Petro.
Yeah. I was riding up the interstate and I heard her and another female driver checking out men's rear ends on the CB.
Tell the background. What day was it and how was the weather there?
It was December 7th and it was snowing to beat damn it.
Roads were closing.
And I had the FM on. I heard CB on listening to the roads. And we still on?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
I didn't know.
That's all right. I'll edit that.
Okay. I heard her and another female hollering, Smiley, check out this guy's rear end. He's got a cute butt, and she'd holler back at the other guy. Well, I'd went in and parked, ate, come back, walked in front of her truck, and she pushed a Canadian out of the way to look at me.
Tell the part in between it, though, because you know how it goes when a female gets on a CB road, CB. They trash us, call us names, so we try not to.
And it was
But this
just
particular
unusual.
Night, the roads were closing. They were closing down interstates, and it was bad. Everybody was just iced in, snowed in. The Petro was cram-packed, and the CB was silent except for me and another female. They were letting us talk and not trashing us.
That was, and I was shocked.
That was the first time
I'd heard them not called names or anything.
Right, because she'd get on the CB for like a minute, and next thing you know, it was pig talk. You know,
I very rarely did I speak.
You know, I hear, and you know, that's another subject to the CB. You know, I seen a guy posting on, I don't know if you've ever been on Trucker Feed, it's some new page. And they post a lot of questions for drivers. And somebody wrote on there about the CB used to be a good tool. Now it's bad.
It's useless.
Well, it is useless, but it's not. I'm an advocate for CBs because do you know how many pileups we have now? I mean, honestly, do you know how many? I can't even count them. There's one every week. I get like police feeds, all kind of stuff for news.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's a pileup at least once or twice a week.
Well, I keep the CB down low.
You guys watch
it. I don't talk
Transformers.
I don't talk on it much, but I do listen. But if they're trashing on the CB, I just, you know, turn it down and listen. But if they're being polite and they're actually listening, I get on there. But if the trash starts, I just cut down.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't go without a CB if I was back in the road. There's no way.
No.
Not with accidents and backups and all that crap. I mean, to me, it saved me a million times. At least saved me from sitting in traffic about 10 million times.
Oh, yeah.
So since they said they're how they met,
well,
do
I was just gonna
say that?
I was just going to say.
I'll let you tell it because I don't want to.
Well, are you going to? Hey, are you?
Come
Ruth
on.
Ann, Ruth Ann, are you going to be on. Like Kelly and say Troy tells the story the best and then halfway through it you take over?
He didn't tell the background.
He didn't tell
on.
It good enough. He didn't tell it the
No,
best.
We all know Troy's good at telling stories.
No, honestly, if you really want to know the story, you were talking about his butt, right?
Yeah.
I walked into a nightclub and all I seen was her butt. That's how we met.
There you
it,
go.
It was the butt thing. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. She was bent over a pool table shooting pool.
And for me and Kelly, it was 14 years ago and I can't get rid of her.
Yeah. Yeah. Ruth Ann trapped me.
I don't want to.
Ruth Ann trapped me almost 24 years ago. 23 and a half.
Did you get it right, Ruth Ann?
Tell them when we met.
We met on her birthday.
Awesome.
1994, which
That'll
is October 29th.
That'll be easy 29th. For you to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he forgets my birthday, I can really hurt him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about a few more things here. So you had your surgery. You've been doing flatbed forever. You're not allowed to do X amount of work. And you're teaming with the Hub. You guys look like a great couple. Get along great. First, let me ask you about that. Do you guys is it really a good thing in the truck? I mean, most of the time.
Yeah,
for real. I mean,
yeah, for real.
You guys really.
She kind of gave you that you're stupid look. Just saying.
Just
I
even
mean,
ask.
I noticed
no.
That was
we did it for years. So
you're
no, the reason
used to it. It's no different than being in your
house. I mean,
look,
you know me. I don't. I hold nothing back on my show.
Actually, it is
I literally
different.
I ask everything.
It is different from being in your house. Because you're in a very confined.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't escape.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But what I mean is, you know, as far as you know, you're in your bedroom or you're in your kitchen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's not.
Okay.
You're not like.
So
that's
a lot of people out here. I have a little. I don't know, peeve about this. There's a lot of people out here that will have their spouse, significant other, girlfriend, whatever, boyfriend with them. And that's not quite the same because usually the other one is not a driver.
Right, exactly. Okay? I was just going to say that.
So
yeah.
It's a little bit different when you have a team that is actually two drivers because we actually do teaming. He drives, I'm sleeping.
So I was going to say, so you're not.
He's sleeping.
You're not socializing a whole lot, which is a good thing.
A
too.
Couple hours in between, like you know, when you're winding down from driving, and he's driving and I'm winding down. I'm sitting over there for an hour or so. I'm catching up on my phone calls, whatever. Make sure he's got coffee. Did he need a sandwich? And he does the same thing for me when he's chilling out
you
before he goes
to
bed. Oh, you just try to be big and bad. You're actually very nice.
No, I'm not.
But it's a true team will just do that. You really don't have the time to be in each other's way because you're teaming.
Kelly, do you guys ever lay over somewhere and maybe just say, screw it, we're going to get out of the truck, get a hotel, get an Uber, and go see a game or a concert or something? No?
No, we've done that in the past. No, we just got laid over in Albuquerque, New Mexico last weekend as a team, which rarely would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we got out, we ate a hot meal, we did our laundry, we took our showers, we went back in, did our thing, went to bed, got back up the next morning, and went on to work. I mean,
just
it's
gave
really
you a chance to get caught up on wash and
actually
yeah.
In the 34-hour period, it's really not as much time as you think because you're sleeping twice.
You're
doing
that.
Your laundry, you're doing your grocery shopping, you're doing your showering, and then it's time to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as a team, what's your setup with this? I know you guys have been with this company forever. How often, as a team, do they send you home, and how long do you stay home for?
Well, we just got asked that question.
This is the first time we've teamed since we've been here. And it's only because
of her injury.
Yeah, because they we're
not a team company.
Yeah, they're being special.
Oh, so the company is actually because of that's a good company.
Our boss, we give him kudos. He's very fair. Steve Kennedy is so fair. It's not even funny. I've been over here forever, and he's been here a couple years.
Do you want to say the name of your company on the
Roan Transportation?
What's it called?
Roan, R O A N E. Roan.
Roan Trans. Are they looking for drivers, or are they pretty?
Yes.
Much
always looking.
We're
for
looking
drivers.
For really? Drivers, and we're getting new trucks, you guys. We're running these 389 Peterbilts now. Oh,
wow.
They're awesome looking.
This is a good little plug for them.
Yeah. But our boss, he really is fair. I mean, we get some drivers over here that are complaining, but it's because they don't work. As long as you work, he will do everything for you.
Well, he seems to take care of you guys real
good.
He does. Yeah. You guys
very
seem
well.
Real happy with this company. I mean, you've been here, what, 14
years?
We'll retire
from here. I've been here 11 now.
11 years. I just hit 9.
9 years. See, yeah. That's good stuff. Now, is this your actual first run as a team in a long time, or you've been out
in 12 years?
06.
Okay, so there is no real set plans. You're just going to go with the flow to see what happens for now. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah,
so
until I go back to the follow up on the 5th, and we'll see what the doctor says about my shoulder. I won't be able to run flatbed till probably summertime.
Now, are you planning on going solo again once she's ready to be able to tarp, or are you going to stay teaming, or will the company keep you teaming?
No.
Oh, my boss is so fair. We are a flatbed company, but they run a couple of local vans.
Right.
So until I can flatbed, he's going to put a van behind me and let me go to work.
Boy, I didn't realize my mic was down. Everybody would be bitching now that my mic was down.
Maybe.
They will.
I'm just glad not to hear you so loud.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody might be saying, wow, Troy's awful quiet tonight. Wow.
That don't happen.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, you're not sure you're going solo. You're just going with the wind.
We're
going
to run team until I go back to the doctor.
Right.
And then what the boss is talking about doing is putting a van behind me and let me do van freight until I can do flatbed again.
That's cool. I mean, you know, at least you're driving, right?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It's boring. I mean, sitting at home after driving, and that's my career, that's my job, and I love it. So I miss it, and I got bored to death.
Well, I remember last year when you were in full swing, like maybe a year and a half ago, when Tyler was still living in North Dakota, several times you got up to the Dakotas. Are you guys still running up that way?
Yeah. We just went out to Oregon.
Oh, Oregon.
Went out to Oregon.
Which way did you go out there? Did you go across
84?
You go across Cabbage?
We went out of El Paso up to Cabbage. Yeah, and up through
Any weather out that way?
Oh, yeah. Cabbage was lit.
Nasty.
It was when I went out there, too. I mean, I've gone up that with 15,000 pounds in a wagon, and then the chain lights went on when I was at the top. You know, it's crazy.
We had less than 9,000 pounds going up.
Wow. That sucks,
we
doesn't
had about
it?
46 coming back.
Was it snowing up top?
Yeah.
It's always snowing up there.
Yeah.
I think probably in July even, maybe. Who knows? All right, so that's perfect. Ruthann, you got anything to add to this pod? Just so everybody knows, this was kind of a just so everybody knows that's listening out there, this was kind of a last minute thing. Kelly, I got a message this morning.
Yeah,
I seen you send it about like 2:30 in the morning. About 6:30 in the morning, I was laying in bed looking at messages, and Kelly said, "Hey, we're gonna be down your way." I was like, "Wow, cool. You know, we'll have to figure out a way to do this." I never even thought of, like, usually we have subjects and information and all that stuff to be able to talk about, you know, and wing it. But here we are just throwing it down right now.
Well, I did that so early because I'm the night driver right now, because he's got to do all the work and all the loading. And unloading is during the day, so it makes more sense for him to drive during the day than to split up his...
You know, Kelly, you should do a pod. Or better yet, do you have a YouTube page?
No.
I'm going to tell you something. There's a couple female truck drivers. They have YouTube pages. They make money off those. I kid you not. And like, what they'll do is they'll go live maybe a couple times a week, and they'll post things on YouTube about, you know, where they're at and doing it, da, 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 or after they've been there. And some of them have like 100,000 followers. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, next thing you know, now people pay to have their commercials on your page. So you actually can make a couple dollars. You should do it. You really should.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Ruthann, right. We're sitting in a driver's lounge here at the Pilot Truck Stop in Wildwood, and we're doing a pod, and Ruthann's watching Transformers as we're talking.
Yeah, and I'm trying. My mic is not a good mic, just so you know. I am talking loudly.
You
turned me up. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, they're probably all now thinking, wow. I'm used to being at a desk, you know. Anyways, we should probably wrap the pot up because we're going to be going live here out in the parking lot for a few minutes, just maybe a minute or two, so we could see if we can get some Talk CDL people involved. Cody wanted to be on tonight. Alan wanted to be on tonight. And there was no way. I probably could have got the call-in number.
You'll have to think about that next time.
You know, Alan's been off work for a year or so now. He had that thing with his hand going on. He's fixing to go back to work.
Is he still a Schneider?
Yes, but that you know he moved out of Illinois up north.
Where's he got?
Don't give me any line. Way up north.
Way up
north. Wisconsin, maybe?
I did not know that. I did not.
Yeah.
He's on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
But I, gosh, I'm hardly ever on my personal Facebook
page. He was in driver school when y'all first started.
Yeah, Alan was the guy in November of 15.
He wasn't in school yet.
Yeah, he was just getting ready to go to school. And I don't know if you were on first or was he on first?
He was on first.
Was he?
Yeah.
And we said, hey, man, let us follow your career. And he would call in like a couple times a week after school, after trucking school.
He got some weird infection
in his hand. Really?
Somewhere out on the road, he touched something and got some weird bacterial infection that did something weird to his hand. He had several surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's horrible. We have to get him on the show. Well, with one hand or two? Was he? Does he?
One.
Did he lose it?
I met up with him in Old Fallon right before I got off for surgery.
Yeah.
Matter of fact. Yeah.
Did he lose his hand or not?
No, he didn't lose his hand, but he had several surgeries where it got infected again and again.
Well, that sucks. Mm. Well, look, you know
makes
what?
Makes me think of a brown recluse. You know, like
the recluse.
Yeah, says some kind of bacterial. Yeah. He touched something, they couldn't tell where he picked it up at.
That's like maybe down in the. Deep in the bone, you know what I mean? Like where it just
he said he's wearing them greaser gloves from now on. He's getting no more bacteria.
I would wear the gloves all the time.
Wow. I don't blame him. Wow. All right, well look, let's we have to do, we have to get the old gang back together one of these days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, just kind of get a call in, get Diesel. He's still alive, you know, kicking. You know, Diesel's in his 70s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's still around. Tyler is never around.
Is he anyway?
He's up in Pensacola. Yeah,
we came through there today.
Did you? Yeah, you could have said hi to Tyler.
I tried to get up through when I went through South Dakota and all that a couple of times.
Minot.
I actually delivered in Minot. We have loads of go there, and
yeah.
He was busy or gone or something.
Yeah, he's in like Fort Walton.
Yeah, he's honestly that kid is going 1,000 miles an hour. So he's kind of like me in that sense. Would you say R?
You trained him well.
All right. Well, look, let's wrap this up. We'll get it edited and we'll put it up. And if there's another time you're coming through, we should do a pod every time you come through.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we'll get a subject next time.
Yeah.
I think they like it when we have subjects, you know, flatbed subjects, drug failure subjects. They just love the subjects.
You get me on flatbed, I might piss somebody off.
And you know what? We like pissing people off.
She's
on the
good.
Show.
She's good at pissing people off. Believe me.
Can you testify to that?
Yes. She's really good at
show
pissing
me a flatbed.
Off.
I'll tell them what they did wrong. Okay.
She's good. She's good at pushing buttons.
Have you ever had to help some greenhorn? What's the word? How about rookie?
Yes.
Tarpa load.
Yes.
You know, I've actually had to help a guy back in the door twice.
Okay. We
in tight
spots. Actually, there's
a
guy that worked for us. He's an owner operator now. But should I tell you? We were in Red Bud, Illinois, and I had backed in first picking up coils.
Love
you know, you got to back in this tunnel of a building. Load 5 to 7 coils, stand ups, chain them down, tarp them up while you're in the building. He came in after they set my coals down. I had gotten them chained up. I was fixing to put my tarp up there. The crane operator looks at him and says, aren't you going to help her? He looked at him and said, I think I need her to help me.
Well, hey, man, I'm going to wrap this show up, and we're going to get outside here. Kelly McCulley and Kevin McCulley married 11 years.
12 in August.
12 years in
August. What?
6th.
August 11th.
6th.
We're August 11th. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I got
it. Wow. It must be a trucking thing, too. Hey, you know what the most, there's, in my years, I'm a numbers guy. You know, I've noticed the most, what month truckers are born in the most? Tell them. There's like 3 months. No, October. I've met more October babies. Are you October?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. June, October, and January. I've met more of those, but October blows everybody away. I kid you not. Every time when I used to do like driver interviews and stuff like that, or I was actually a recruiter at one time. Also, I did recruiting. And when I would, when a driver would call, as if he was an October guy, I knew he was a serious, I'm serious, I knew it was a guy that was a trucker. Literally. I don't know why. I always notice numbers. So, anyways, Kelly,
October,
when's your, when's your birthday?
September.
29th.
18th.
And the 29th of October.
June. Mate. I'm Cancer.
We have our
I'm like Cancer.
Me, my dad, my son,
we don't
were
like
all three
cancer,
in October.
By the way.
Did they all drive?
No, my dad passed away 3 months ago.
Did he drive, though?
No, he was a machinist.
Okay.
That was a bad couple of weeks. Yeah. I had surgery I had surgery on
October 24th.
On 24th, and his dad passed away on the 26th.
God love him. How old was he?
69.
My dad passed away June 23rd. His
right
birthday
after my
is
birthday.
The 22nd. I was in Pennsylvania with my dad, and he had to come up. I had my daughter.
I'm glad he hung on for another day. I'm serious.
Well, they were going to, literally, they were going to pull the plug. It. And they're like, he's like, don't let him pull the plug while I'm, you know, on my birthday, which they didn't. But that was probably pretty rough that way because I didn't want to keep that as a memory. But
yeah. It was pretty rough week because I had surgery. Mm-hmm. He came in. He pretty much didn't work that week. He
right.
went out on the next day and came back because his dad died and it was off the rest of the week. So... Oh, my mom came in from Oklahoma to help me, and he's grieving, and we lost his dad. So he's off work. I'm off work. I had surgery. We lost his dad all the money.
Sorry all about that, guys. Mom alive?
Yeah.
That's good.
She's hanging in there.
Good, good. Now, you guys live in Memphis, is that right?
No.
We live in East Tennessee, outside Knoxville.
Right. Get out of here. I always thought you guys were over on the other side all this time.
No.
Wow. So you're outside of Knoxville. What are you, right off of 81 there or what?
Off 40.
Off 40? Wow. I didn't realize. That's a busy little
Kevin
area.
Kevin wanted to make sure you knew that was not where they lived. Did you see the
we
serious?
Live in the
We are not
Memphis people. I'm originally from Oklahoma. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. Hey, Elvis is from Memphis. I mean, it can't be all that bad. You know, Memphis is one of the highest.
Yeah, but
crimes.
Elvis was a hunk of burning love. I'm not.
You're blowing us up here.
That's because you finally turned my mic up.
I'm telling you.
I told you I was loud.
All right, let's wrap this up. I want to get outside while people are still half away. We'll probably get like 10 views tonight. Oh, it's all right. Well, you got, just so everybody knows, you had thought 7 o'clock.
Right.
And now here we are and everybody's, we announced we were going to be at the TA. We might have had one person over there. I don't know. Who knows? It was nice to have a Talk CDL fan show up, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Shout out to you, Lee.
Yeah, shout out to Lee. Lee, Nazario.
Lee Nazario.
Lee Nazario. Awesome dude, man. Met us here at the truck stop, and we're going to put his picture up on Talk CDL. I'm going to put that up tomorrow. So, anyways, Kelly, thank you for finally getting down here to Florida and actually hooking up with Talk CDL.
Well, it was Kevin that got her down here.
Well, I didn't get to Kevin yet. Ruth Ann's a woman hater, just so you know that.
I am not a woman hater.
It's true, man. She's the fangs come out. I mean, honestly, especially if it's a woman that's attractive. Ruth Ann is a brutal, brutal. Her brother and I.
Yeah,
can I tell him a story about when Scott and I experimented with you and Pamela Sue Anderson? And Rosie.
Pamela Sue Anderson.
No,
I don't like her.
I said her brother was her brother was down from Pennsylvania the 1 year, and we were like sitting there in the living room, and I said, Scott, you know your wife hates attractive women.
Just said, Scott, your wife. I didn't marry my brother.
I'm
this
sorry.
Is not Kentucky.
I'm sorry.
Oops.
I'm sorry. I said, Scott, your sister hates attractive women. And he's like, shut up. I go, no, seriously, watch this. I said, When she walks by, I want you to really be paying Pamela Sue Anderson a compliment on TV. And so, and she walked by, and Scott's like, man, she is so hot. And Ruth Ann goes, she's a slut. she's got fake lips, and her breasts are implants. And she's
like, that's what I don't like about attractive women. Carrie Underwood is beautiful.
Yes, country bumpkin. So then I said, watch this. Okay, this is like an hour later. I'm like, we'll get Rosie on, Rosie O'Donnell on. I said, ask her what she thinks of Rosie. So Scott asked her. She goes, yeah, Rosie's cool.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Well, now she might be retarded,
yeah,
but she was
idiot.
Funny then.
We don't care. No. Yeah. All right. So let's wrap this thing up. Let's get outside. Kelly, thank you. Kevin, thank you so much. Honestly, it was awesome meeting
K
you guys.
K and K. I just realized that.
Yeah, K and K. So we really appreciate you guys coming on. And we got people coming in for the driver's lounge now anyways. We'll wrap this thing up, and we're going to go ahead and get out to the parking lot and do a live, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Talk CDL out.
Peace.